From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman recently returned from a month in Iraq. During his trip, he spent time with U.S. Marines in Anbar province, the stronghold of Iraq's Sunni insurgency, and he sent us this reporter's notebook.
Iraq is an ongoing drama, and there are countless stages. I recently saw one performance. The stage, a water treatment plant in Anbar province, near a bend in the Euphrates River. The players, Marine Lieutenant Todd de Grosselaer, and a middle-aged Sunni who offered only his first name, Ali. De Grosselaer is lean, with a shaved head and a direct gaze. Ali is portly, with a stubbly beard. He wears a traditional Arab gown. Several of Ali's teenage sons gather around as the Marine colonel asks for Ali's help.
Let your sons be police officers.
Ali and his sons wait for the translation and then glance at each other. And why do they think it's funny? An army translator gives Ali's response.
Oh, so you're going to get killed.
Colonel de Grosselaer tries patiently to explain there are better days ahead, and he knows the only way to defeat the insurgency is for the Iraqis to take the lead.
There's more of you than there are of the insurgents. It's impossible for the insurgents to win because there are more Iraqis than there are insurgents.
Ali is not convinced.
The most are the innocent.
This scene is repeated daily around Anbar province. Sunnis like Ali are afraid to join the security forces, or they despise the Americans as they drive past in their Humvees, or they fear even talking to Americans. Ali blames all the problems on the politicians in the capital city. De Grosselaer cuts him off.
The system here needs to start working properly. And the adult Iraqis in this area, need to accept responsibility for that.
There is no local government here. The Marines fill that role. Ali and the others look to de Grosselaer and the Marines for everything. They need a generator for the water treatment plant. He says he will help. They need an X-ray machine and a refrigerator for the local clinic. He says he will look into it. And there is no police force on patrol. De Grosselaer promises such a force will take over from the Americans sometime this fall.
Soon they will, we'll get the police out here and it will be Iraqis who are defending and protecting you.
Ali finally got to the last item on his wish list, two AK-47s. De Grosselaer calls over Marine with a bag of captured rifles. He also gives Ali two certificates saying he is authorized to use the rifles for self-defense. Tom Bowman, NPR News.